Well, hi once again, race fans, and welcome to another driver interview for our Chili Bowl broadcast throughout the week here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. I'm your host, Sean Wood, and we're now joined by a gentleman who has spent time both in the midgets and also in the Indy Lights, and he is the brother of Andy O'Gara and the brother-in-law of Sarah Fisher of Sarah Fisher Hartman Racing. We welcome Kyle O'Gara to the broadcast. Kyle, great to talk with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Coming up in a racing family that you did, when you look at what you've accomplished over these past 10 years, where does it rank and what does it mean to you to be able to have a midget ride at the famed Chili Bowl?
You know, it's huge. Growing up, as part of my family, we'd always get it on pay-per-view and get together and watch the Chili Bowl. To be here the past 2 years has been an incredible experience. I'd never experienced anything like it before last year, and I'm happy to be back.
If a fan were to come up to you and had not been to the Chili Bowl before, even though you've only been there for 2 years, you've seen it on television, how would you describe what the atmosphere is like out at the Expo Center?
There's no words to describe it. Having about 300 midgets and teams all together in one building is just incredible. And once the racing starts, you really get a feeling from all the crowds. I mean, the crowd in this place alone is one to make you smile. You don't see that too much anymore in local dirt tracks. So to get everyone together and have a crowd like this, it's pretty cool.
If I'm not mistaken, notwithstanding the teams themselves in terms of crew, but I think you might be the only person from the IndyCar or Indy Light Series that's participating in the Chili Bowl this year. Is that correct?
Yep, this year. I am the only one from IndyCar or Indy Lights, so I'm kind of representing the IndyCar brand, which is it's a great thing. I'm honored to be a part of that. I think Brian Clausen's down here, obviously, ran with our team, SFHR. The 500 a couple years ago and ran some lights races a couple years ago. So he's kind of helping me with that, but very proud to be with him.
You grow up, you see what's around the great state of Indiana, and you see all the excitement there at the Chili Bowl. I just can't figure out for life me why these owners don't see the talent that is there and that's available for them to hook up with and bring to Indianapolis.
It's a tough game. Lucky enough, for me, I had Sarah take a risk on me a while back, and I think it's paying off. And really, the past couple of years, Steve Weirich of RW Motorsports took a big risk, took me under his wing, and gave me a shot with in the National Series with a midget. And we've been growing our relationship and been full time the past couple of years, and that's what you need. You need someone to take a risk with you and someone to give you your big break. That's kind of what it's been. Obviously, there's a lot of people that can bring money and put them in front of owners' faces and say that I'm going to bring you money and we're going to have a good year. But it's really the people that take the risk for you and with you that it pays off for.
And speaking of RW Motorsports, how was and we'll get with the Indy Lights here in a minute. But how was the season for you last year?
It was kind of a roller coaster of a year, but it was my rookie year in the National Series, so. We kind of expected that going in. I led my first laps at a national event, had a couple good runs, couple podiums, ended up, I think, fourth in national points, which we're extremely happy with and thankful for my rookie year. Obviously, we wanted more. We think we could have been in the title chase, but we had a couple bugs in the middle of the season that held us back. But we're going to come back this year, and a lot of confidence that we're going to win the championship. No, the team that we have here they're incredible. They just don't give up. So we'll be back strong.
And what is on tap for you for 2014 in terms of racing schedule?
2014, it's a variety of races. We'll be back with RW Motorsports and the midget, possibly some Silver Crown races. I'm sure we'll be at a couple Indy Lights races. We haven't decided on team yet, where we're going with that. I think we have some options to run some stock car stuff. So we're just trying to widen the field. So, get our feet wet in a couple different, racing series and, go from there.
In terms of stock cars, what type and what division are you looking at?
We're not totally sure yet. We've had a couple offers from, ARCA teams that we haven't totally put it to the side yet. So we're taking that step by step and have some meetings coming up with them.
You started out in quarter midgets, and now last year you made your debut in the Indy Lights. To sit there and go back and remember those first days as a little guy racing around in the quarter midgets, and then to be driving in the Freedom 100 last year, what was that like to be able to go back and remember those early days and then be at Indianapolis?
It was pretty incredible. Like you said, I mean, I basically grew up at the track with a family in motorsports. My dad's been in the industry for over 35 years now. So I grew up there. Every day after school during the month of May, I'd go out there and just take it all in. And to make the first laps there this year were incredible. I guess this past year, they were incredible, though. I'll never forget the first two laps I made around there. And I guess I got a quote from A.J. Allmendinger right before the month of May, and he said, you just got to remember to turn at the end of the straightaway because you take so much in there. And that kind of stood out to me because there is so much going on at Speedway, and it's incredible. And I'm very fortunate to have raced there. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted it to in May, but we were going for it. We knew we had our one shot for the year, and we went for it. Obviously, it didn't play out, but we'll be back this year.
Do you find that going off into turn one at Indy that there is a tunneling effect even with people in the grandstands?
There's a little bit. Really, it's racing a mental game when you're at the Speedway, because there's some people feel the pressure. I've kind of always been one of those guys that gets in my own zone and I don't take pressure from anybody else. But the Speedway definitely puts you in a different state of mind. We went test there at the beginning of the month of May, and first couple laps, I think we went flat on lap two, and that was a big accomplishment to me to be flat that early, just to get used to a track like that. The place is incredible.
Of course, folks will remember last year the closest finish in the history of the Speedway, Peter Dempsey picking up the checker, going four wide, coming across the start-finish line. I don't think anybody's going to ever forget that moment at the Speedway. You also had an eighth-place run at Fontana. So if you do get with the team with Indy Lights, you're going to be looking more then at the ovals rather than anything with the road courses, correct?
Right now, I think we're going to focus on the ovals. Definitely, I think we might have a couple tests this year back on the road courses. I went through a period of about 10 years running go-karts and shifter karts and all kinds of different stuff on road courses, so I'm familiar with them. I've just been really familiar with the ovals the past couple of years. That's what we feel that we're the strongest on, so before we get any testing or anything in, we'll definitely be on the ovals, I think.
So what's on tap for you this week here at the Chili Bowl? What will it take to get into Saturday night's A-Main?
It's going to be tough. We had a rough day yesterday in practice, had a lot of bugs to fix. We're still actually fixing them today. So we're lucky we have our preliminary nights on Thursday, so we can fix all of our problems. I only got out to practice once yesterday. So it's going to be tough for me. Our teammate Dave Darland looks like he's going to have a good car for Friday night's preliminary night. So we're just right now it's a wait and see and cross your fingers right now.
Not bad having the people's champ as your teammate. That's pretty good.
That's for sure. He's been a big help. Even a little bit yesterday when we were struggling, it was nice to have someone like him.
You also have a brand new sponsor on board for this race. Tell the fans about that.
The company's called Power Cube. It's a new, innovation of a power strip. It's kind of just a thing to clean up your desk a lot. It's got six power ports on it for a regular cord. It has three USB ports on it as well. The company has just been incredible in supporting me. They helped us out at Fontana and the Indy Lights car. They've been a sponsor of SFHR the past 2 years, I believe. And for them to jump on board as a primary here has just been incredible. I'm so thankful for them. Like without them, we wouldn't be here. I'm positive. So they've helped me out a lot.
Well, Kyle, it has been a great pleasure talking with you, and I want to wish you all the best of luck this week, and we look forward to having you back on, and all the best of luck for your season with RW Motorsports, and maybe this year's year you get to bring home that checker in the Freedom 100.
I hope so.
Kyle Garrett joining us here on the Dirt Track Channel. Our Chili Bowl coverage continues to, throughout the day and all week long right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.